Sunrose Yoga. Reveal and remember your sacred nature through the practice of yoga. The Sunrose Yoga Podcast is a collection of audio recordings, videos, and writings about the practices of yoga. The podcast's mission is to share the teachings of yoga in an accessible way and to foster meaningful discussion about the practices. To learn more or to experience past teachings, please visit sunroseyoga.com. The Sunrose Yoga Podcast is made possible by the generous donations of students and supporters. If you find this podcast useful or beneficial, please consider making a secure online donation by clicking the donate button at sunroseyoga.com. And thanks.
So this is a practice intended to bring us into communication or connection with smaller and smaller increments and more subtle ways of experiencing the world and the universe. And we'll begin by taking a seat. And for this work, it's helpful if your seat allows you to look at a window or out a window, or maybe you're outside even. And so situating yourself where you can at least see a window and see out. Let ourselves first settle into the earth, soften into the earth, soften into the contact between the body and the earth beneath us. And you might find that as you let yourself really lean on the earth, feel this bit of give somewhere. Space opens up. And usually when we become aware of that sense of softening or opening or, you know, just relaxing the grip, it tends to have a domino effect, where at least we become aware of some other places where we happen to be holding. And we can decide whether that holding is necessary to maintain the shape of the body, or whether we can allow that holding to relax a bit. And as you do this, you might feel like you're slouching a little bit, and that's okay. For now, or just sort of squishing in or settling in or softening in to the seat, feeling around for the bottom of the seat, the anchor, feeling around for very little effort. And from there, you might decide to remember the length of your spine. And as you do that, you might find your posture illuminate a little bit. And as you do that, you might find that it's necessary for certain parts of your body to engage. And the work becomes finding the balance of what's necessary to hold the shape. And then where we sort of start to tip over into over-efforting and gripping out of habit. And as with most of this work, it's not the kind of thing that you do once and then you've done it. It's the sort of thing where once you do it once, it tends to sort of keep coming back. And once you start noticing a little bit of this balance of effort and ease, you keep coming back to it. You notice, even as you're going to bed, those places where you might be holding. And so if you're ever unsure as to what to do, you can always come back to locating the balance of effort and ease in the body. And now to that window, to that view out onto the world. Just allow your eyes to gaze. That kind of look where you're taking in everything and nothing all at once. And without overthinking it, let your eyes just find where they want to rest. And when you find that gazing point, you'll slowly start to find the smallest parcel or part of that you can discern with your eye. If you're looking at a tree, you might sort of follow down to the end of a branch and out to the edge of a twig and to the very edge of the nodule on that twig. Or down to a blade of grass or whatever the smallest increment is that you can see. And watch that. Notice how it moves and changes. Notice how it dances with the wind or the still air. Notice how the light catches it. Be with it. Appreciate its aliveness, its here-ness. And you might now notice how your eyes and how your brain responds to this close looking. And at some point it might feel like the next logical step to simply close your eyes. And as soon as you do, notice where your awareness turns. And for now, we'll invite the awareness to move toward the breath and toward breathing. And you might just begin to notice the path that the breath takes into, around, and out of the body. Remembering that there's really nothing to do but to notice and to allow yourself the privilege of becoming fascinated. There's really nothing to change. There's really nowhere you need to get to, or some way you need to be that you're not already. And we'll start to experience the breath as if it were being poured into the lungs, like water being poured into a vessel, feeling from the bottom all the way up to the top. And we'll experience the breath being poured out of the body, as water from a vessel, from the top to the very bottom. And give yourself lots of space, lots of room to just notice what it's like to breathe like this. Give yourself lots of space to figure out how you do it and how it feels. And we'll relax the effort of breathing in this way, just letting the natural rhythm and shape of your breath return. And we'll shift our awareness to the ears. First, maybe of tracing the edges of your ears with your mind's eye, feeling the surface of the ears with your thoughts. And feeling the aliveness of the ear. Same sort of aliveness you can readily feel in the hands. I feel that in the bowl of your outer ear. And as your awareness rests in the pulsation of aliveness in the ear, notice how noises and sounds arrive to meet your ears. And allow yourself the opportunity to let the sounds come to you and to experience them maybe without naming them, hearing them come, hearing them go, and then moving on to the sound behind the sound. And I'll ring the tincture bells several times. Simply follow the sound until you can no longer follow the sound. And we'll start to become aware of the body, noticing where it makes contact with earth, softening into that contact again, we'll start to become aware of where the body makes contact with the sky. And let yourself feel drawn in to that contact. Allow your awareness to shift to your eyes, noticing the aliveness in the eyes, even as the eyes remained closed. might start to look at what you can see behind your closed eyes. And we'll begin to make the journey from closed eyes to open eyes. Being with that unfolding. Being with the return of sight. Notice how light and form and shape return to your eye. And as your mind clicks back on and focus returns, you might sort of hover in that space, much like a baby, where you have yet to name all of what you're seeing. And as sight returns to you, let go of the effort of sitting. And you might bow to yourself, to this moment, to whatever the moment has offered you as your greatest teacher. Jai.